This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, last name Roy, R-O-Y. His date of birth is January 27, 1948, New Paragraph. Patient is seen for Dr. Sears, Dr. Larry Sears, New Paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. Brian is a 75-year-old male who comes for evaluation today. He does not smoke or drink. He denies any drug allergies. He is here because of elevated platelet count, history of present illness. Patient does not know for sure, but he has had elevated platelet count for last few years. The patient has significant atherosclerotic heart disease and peripheral vascular disease. In March of 21, patient was seen at UT Southwest for facial scaling, and he was told to have psoriasis, but with some cream, those lesions went away. 2022, he was hospitalized in Fort Worth, where he apparently had gangrene of the left foot, and subsequently it was amputated. At that time, he was placed on heparin and subsequently Eliquis. Eliquis, however, was discontinued after several months. The last time he took was in March of 23. The patient recently was found to have a platelet count of 1,217,000. Prior to that, for several months, his platelet count hovered around, stayed around 600,000 to 800,000. He also saw a hematologist while in Fort Worth. He was told that his platelet count was high because of anemia. Incidentally, patient does have iron deficiency anemia. He, however, did not have any transfusion that he could remember. New paragraph. Past medical history includes right common femoral artery and superficial femoral artery thromboembolectomy and bovine patch angioplasty in 2014. In March of 21, he had bilateral arterial embolectomy and above knee amputation. He also had revascularization with single vessel runoff via ATA in past. New paragraph. His last CBC that is here is showing WBC 3.9, hemoglobin 10.2, platelet 237,000. His creatinine was 0.74 and albumin was 3.3. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is a pleasant 75-year-old male, 6 feet tall, we could not weigh. He was in wheelchair. Blood pressure 136 over 74. Normochephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities above knee amputation on the left. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytosis. Diagnosis 2, anemia. Diagnosis 3, peripheral vascular disease, above knee amputation on the left. Diagnosis 4, history of vascular thrombosis, cause unclear. Recommendations, will draw CBC, CMP, reticulocyte count, iron B12 level, and LDH, and see if we can get any indication as to her, as to his thrombocytosis and anemia. Once available, we can make further recommendations. At this point, I think he might require bone marrow if you don't find any answer to his thrombocytosis. New paragraph. Thank you. I've also requested record from his hematologist in Fort Worth and vascular surgeon, Dr. Chopra. New paragraph. Thank you again. This is a follow-up. This is a consultative, on Brian Roy. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you. His last name seems to be Brian. First name is Roy. Sorry about that confusion. Thank you.